What's going on, everybody? I hope that you are having an amazing day. And if you're not, it's about to get better because we have a message that is going to change your life today. I believe that this message is specifically for you. So I'm gonna ask you to do something. Stop whatever else you're doing. Now, unless you're driving or unless you're at with your kids, just keep going. But listen, because we're talking about crazy faith. No, scratch that. We're talking about crazier faith. And I believe this is going to transform your life. Let's go.
God said the principle is that every seed you sow has time attached. That there is a ticking time bomb on every seed you sow. That if you plant it in right soil, it's just a matter of time. That mug has to. It is a principle in the earth. It has to break through. And many of us have not understood seed time. Because that's what it feels like sometimes, don't it? You thought it was coming right after you shouted. He said, impossible, God, impossible. Went to church yesterday, got out about 1:15, 1:30. Got a call, and it was heart, baby. You might be shouting today for what you see in 3 years. I know. That's why some people's praise is ignorant. Because they know the more that they praise, all they're doing is sowing seeds into their future. Some of y'all only praise when you see it happen. Others of us, we begin to praise God in advance. Because I know I'm just sowing seed, and there's going to be time. And I promise there's going to be a what? Harvest. Yeah? Yeah. I'm gonna walk you through this. Today, if you got something else to do, if the game is on, go ahead and watch it. But don't play yourself and miss the principle that would change your life. So then I cross-reference this because we don't understand farming. How many farmers do I have watching right now? Hands raised in the chat. And in the mom, put your hands down. My mother-in-law, put her hand up. You ain't been on a farm in 6 decades. She said, sit down. Any farmers in the? I don't see no hands in here. In the chat, maybe 2 or 3. If you don't understand the parameters of how somebody lives their life, you miss the revelation that may be in there. So I started studying farming this week. And what I found is that the Bible was not incomplete, but it just left out some details that we don't think about. Remember what I said the formula was? It was seed, time, and what? Heart. But they forgot something that I found in 2 Corinthians. It said, remember this, remember our anchor scripture. Whoever sows. Hold on. Seed, time, harvest. Seed, time, harvest. I don't see sowing there. Seed, time, harvest. So that means you can have a seed, and if you don't sow it, it doesn't matter how long you wait, you won't see a... Hold on. I just need to make sure. The Bible said seed, time, heart. You can hold your seed. You can eat your seed. You can wear your seed. You can. If you don't sow your seed, you will never reap your harvest. I'm trying to help somebody because right now, what you've been sowing, you've been seeing, and it's nothing because you ain't sown nothing. Well, I thought God was for me. He is. And that's why I place all them seeds in you. And you at home praying when you should be plowing. Oh, oh, oh. You're praying while you should be plowing. You should be in somebody's field. picking up dirt and planting seeds. Seed, sow, time, harvest. I just expanded it for you. I need you to write that out. Seed, sow, time, and then what? Harvest. Okay, so write this point down. Sowing is implied because everybody has seed. Sowing is implied. Seed, time, and harvest, the reason they didn't put it in there is because sowing's implied. If you got seed, use it for its purpose. The only purpose of a seed is to sow so that it can produce more after its own kind. Seed, sow, time, harvest. This is why I say all the time, all you have is all you need. Why? Because God's not requiring a seed that he has not already given you. Some of y'all are so discontent with the season you're in, and God says you are holding your future right now in the place of seed form, and you trying to go to that city and work that job, but you'll have the same seed. God said, I'm not giving you new seed. So if you go there and the boss, he doesn't recognize me. God said, it don't matter if they recognize you, sow the seed there. Well, they don't see my potential. It don't matter. The seed in the right soil gotta produce. It doesn't matter what your family says. Sow the seed. Somebody shout at me, sow the seed. Sow the seed of your life. Sow the seed of your influence. So that some of y'all won't even invite people to church because it doesn't work with your social media aesthetic. The reason God's not giving you no more influence is because you won't sow the seed of the influence you have. You have what you got, and you got what you have because you won't sow. Oh, I'm telling you right now, that this principle works in every area of your life. Can I tell you a personal story? When I started pastoring this church, I stood on the shoulders of two people who literally, in crazy faith, moved to the north side of Tulsa as a white couple in the womb of racial tension, right where the 1921 race massacre happened. Is where they had the audacity to build a church and call it Greenwood Christian Center. I would have called it something else, Circle of Hope, or I would have called it something. But they had a mission from God to go in a place that was devastated by all of this division and be able to be a light right there. 16 years of planting right there. Did you hear what I just said? 16 years of planting, or can I say it a different way? Sowing. They sowed where nobody else was sowing. They took resources and connections and all, they went to where it was uncomfortable. They went to where they weren't invited to sow. They went to where there was no red carpet. To sow. I'm trying to give somebody a formula. It may not be easy to sow there, but it's where you'll grow. You may not get applause sowing where God tells you to sow. Your family may not understand why you can't go on the vacation because you gave that to that nonprofit or to that business or to that single mother. They may not get it, but they'll see it. One day, remember the formula, seed, sow, y'all gotta help me, time, harvest. Say it again, seed, sow, time, harvest. One more time, seed, sow, time, harvest. For 16 years, they sowed. They sowed so much that when it was my turn, I started off with a harvest I didn't plant. This is what generational blessing looks like. When I started pastoring, and some of y'all adults is so nasty, you want them to get it by their bootstraps, that means you didn't make enough for us to get anything. When you will not generationally think, I'm talking to you right now, now they got it, they 18, go figure it out. That means you're a selfish, God bless you, because my God talks about generational blessing. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. Y'all better hear me up in here. And you so stingy and broke and busted. You want your kids to struggle how you struggle? Do you know experience is not the only way you can learn? It's actually the lowest level of learning. It's actually, no, go out there and figure it out. That's dumb. Look at you.
How alive is your faith? Is your faith dead and dormant, or is it crazier than ever? In Pastor Mike Todd's new series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, Pastor Mike reveals that God wants to take you beyond your belief and into a life of crazy faith. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn that if you can supply the faith, God will show up with outlandish next-level favor. In this no-holds-bar conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith is not about where you start in your faith journey. It is where you find yourself after you've taken diligent steps to exercise baby step faith. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith starts inside your mind with your imagination. By using your imagination, just like Abraham, God will give you a vision for your future. Pastor Mike reminds us that imagination is the engine of your faith, and God wants you to imagine a life of the impossible. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 2 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go to tbn.org/crazier2 to order. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go online right now.
I started off with a paid off building. I started off with members. Most of them didn't want to be there. Just honestly. About 300 people. But I started off with something. It was crazy faith for Bishop McIntosh and Pastor Debbie to take out a second mortgage on their house to help the church stay afloat. Can we give God praise for modern day faith heroes? Oh, y'all better. Nothing about Transformation Church would be what it is without those two people. Yeah, I love you. Now watch. But then when God gave me the baton, he said, crazier faith. I said, hold on, what? I was just trying to maintain what they was doing. God said, I go from faith to faith. If this is where you start, guess where I'm taking you? And when I stood up, Bree and Tammy as my witness, that first day with my knees shaking, I said, God said that this church is going to be multi-ethnic. Multi. What I write down? What I write down? That's how I was scared. Multi-ethnic. Multi-generational. Multiplying. And multi-campus. Nobody was cheering. Jay, you were cheering. Jay, that's my sister. She was cheering. But most people wasn't cheering. But God showed me something in seed form. So when we went here and he said crazier, I took over the church, and all that Bishop and Pastor Debbie had done, we had hit a plateau. We had hit a place where it seemed like if you're going to do good, this is how far you're going to go. Like money-wise, influence-wise, everything. This is your plateau. And I, in prayer, figured out what was happening. We had come against a principality of poverty. Now, I know I'm getting deep right now, but where we were in North Tulsa, there was a principality of poverty over our church and over people's minds. And then there was a ceiling of segregation. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm just giving you the process. I figured out in prayer that there was so much segregation after that 1921 race massacre and the railroads came right there. Black people and Hispanic people was on this side of the railroad and white people were on this side of the railroad. And that generational divide was still there in 1999 and still there in 2002 when they started the church over there and still there. And God said, we're about to deal with this. I said, okay. He said, there's one more thing, Mike. There's restriction on your reach where you're at. I said, okay, God, so who do I need to call? Who do I need to partner with? Who needs to come in and bless the church? He said, we don't need anybody else. Me and you are the majority. Okay. So what do you want me to do? He said, when you hit a plateau, so. What? I'm giving y'all big keys right now. Whatever area of your life you hit a plateau,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. So right there. Your marriage has no more passion. Send somebody else on a staycation in your city and pay for it. Well, shouldn't I use my resources for my struggling marriage? Mm-mm. Y'all hit a plateau. So. Well, my situation is backed up and jacked up. So shouldn't I, whenever you hit a plateau, you do what? So. So first year pastoring, God developing crazy faith in me. He said, Michael, listen to my instructions. Your church has a poverty principality over it. You're going to break it by sowing. That doesn't make sense. He said, but it makes miracles. I said, okay, so what do you want me to do? He said, get up in front of your church. There are people in this room that were there that Sunday. He said, get up in front of your church and tell them you're going to take an offering, and every dollar that comes in, you're giving to other churches in the community. And I stood up and said, y'all, today, and I think like an expectation, I think we might have been an expect effect or something like that. We're going to sow a seed and give it away. And we raised $8,300 that Sunday. And that week, now, that was crazy faith. That wasn't like, no, oh, $8,300. Didn't nobody have $8,300 at the time? What, nobody, that $8,300, we was like, oh, my God, God bless you. Lord, do the work, bring it. Like, we was trying to, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We did everything sending that $8,300 away. Because at the time, it was completely crazy. But the generosity that people know, Transformation Church today, last year we gave away $3.5 million in one service. I can't fool with you. I got proof, though. God's been too good. From $8,300 to $3.5. But everybody rejoices over the harvest. But they don't know the seed. We sowed $8,300 in the dark. And it became $3.5 in the light. What are you sowing today? That other thing about the ceiling of segregation. First year of my Pastor Tammy, remember when I would be coming into the meetings and I'd be like, we're doing a Unite My City event, which was another nonprofit. And around the time, Terrence Crutcher had just been murdered and our city was in a boiling point of divide. And I partnered with this group called Unite My City with Jason Law and all those guys. We hosted events at our church. We paid money for stuff. We catered and brought all these people. And I said, why are you doing all this? Do you get anything out of this? All this. I said, oh, no, 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 no. I'm in the future. I need all these people who look like this to come to the north side of Tulsa to this church. So I'm going to invite every different type of person, and we're going to, everybody shout at me, so. We sowed time, talent, treasure. I was making graphics and videos. Didn't nobody pay me. Look at us at the Unite My City event. Go back on my social media. You can go all the way back down and see me all out here with Jason Wall, out here doing this, just sowing. And now when Transformation Church opens up, do you know that there's as many white people at this church? I'm up here in Yeezy shorts and a chain, and Sally likes it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all fake right here. But this is the most interracial place in our city. You gotta see it before you see it, and you gotta sow it before you see it. Somebody's gonna get me. And that restriction on reach, Jewel, that we had, we do great stuff. We did a play called Ransom. Y'all, I'm not, no cap. Ransom could be on Broadway right now. Matter of fact, why don't we just turn this into, yeah, so, okay, all right. Somebody saw it. But when we did Ransom for the first time, it was like 1,200 people that saw Ransom. Like, the whole city didn't come out for Ransom. But God said, so. I said, how you want me to do that? He said, sometimes you got to sow collectively. You got to get with a circle of faith who will sow with you. I said, okay, what that mean? He said, get up in front of the church who all of them don't like you. This was real at the time. And ask them to sow so you can buy new cameras. Because I need to expand the reach of this church. Okay, God. Now, you know who I'm talking to, right, God? They don't like me. And some of them are just waiting for the moment to say, I knew. He said, obey me or have what you have. I said, you know what? So I stood up and I said, y'all, we're going to raise $80,000 for brand new cameras. Everybody just, you know, bring your faith, bring your best faith. And let's also... And we raised almost to the dollar, $80,000. Now watch, guess what happened? People left the church. Oh no, I lost something in this season, sowing. But do you know what I gained? On the other side of what seemed like a loss.
How alive is your faith? Is your faith dead and dormant, or is it crazier than ever? In Pastor Mike Todd's new series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, Pastor Mike reveals that God wants to take you beyond your belief and into a life of crazy faith. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn that if you can supply the faith, God will show up with outlandish next-level favor. In this no-holds-bar conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith is not about where you start in your faith journey. It is where you find yourself after you've taken diligent steps to exercise baby step faith. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith starts inside your mind with your imagination. By using your imagination, just like Abraham, God will give you a vision for your future. Pastor Mike reminds us that imagination is the engine of your faith, and God wants you to imagine a life of the impossible. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 2, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 2 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go to tbn.org/crazier2 to order. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go online right now.
Friends, if you didn't hear anything else in that message, I want to highlight to you that you are currently holding your harvest. There is something that God has put in your hand right now that is the seed, and it will make all the difference in your future if you sow it now. Sow the time, sow the energy, sow the resources. Do not waste them. See, it takes crazy faith to release what you have in your hand right now and believe for the harvest you can't see yet. But that's the type of faith God is looking for from me and from you. There is so much more ahead in this series, and I know what it is, and you need to get it. So I want you to meet me back here next time so that we can go to another level of crazy faith. Until then, I want you to go out and live a transformed life. I will.